Just listen to this. God has put all things under the authority of Christ and has made him head over all things for the benefit of the church. And the church is his body. It is made full and complete by Christ, who fills all things everywhere with himself. The church is his body. It is made full and complete by Christ, who fills all things everywhere with himself. This is key in understanding what Paul was writing about here. I love what J. John says because he captures the essence of this. The power that is at work within us has to be at work, church, through us. His power and his presence is at work within us, but it needs to be shared with the world around us. As he fills all things everywhere with himself. There's a connection here. It's not solely it, but it is a connection. We've got a responsibility. We are transmitters. We are ambassadors. We are co-laborers with him and for his kingdom. And I want to say this. The extent to which we encounter and experience that power and that presence, I think, is linked to the extent to which we fulfill this call upon our lives and to take it into this world out there and around us. It would be lovely, wouldn't it, if we could shut the doors and say, but we can't. This passage doesn't let us. We're the church. And we're part of this plan that God has, that begun when Christ broke free from the grave and came out of the tomb. And he started this journey, this time, this season, this era in the history of our world, where he's filling all things everywhere.